You're listening to SBS News.
It's a symbol of unity and pride for First Nations people. But many Indigenous Australians say they're being restricted from using the Aboriginal flag, prompting a national campaign and a Senate inquiry looking into the impact on Aboriginal organisations and communities. Anne Weldon from the Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council told the committee greed had overtaken the symbolism of the flag.
Sadly, what's happened to the flag is about greed and about other people making money for the symbolism that certainly represents Aboriginal people.
The flag was designed by Indigenous artist Harold Thomas in 1971 and was officially recognised in 1995. Non-Indigenous company Wham Clothing has commercial rights to the design. Green Senator Lydia Thorpe questioned the clothing director of the company.
How were you chosen, and can you please talk us through the process that led to you holding the copyright?
It was due to an already existing relationship with Harold Thomas.
Could you elaborate on that?
No, we don't know.
In recent years, Wham Clothing has issued cease and desist letters to organisations using the flag on clothing. When questioned by Labor Senator Patrick Dodson, the company's director refused to say how many letters had been sent.
How many organisations have been sent cease and desist letters asking them not to use the Aboriginal flag design?
I'm sorry, Senator, but that would be confidential.
How many organisations have paid to continue using the flag design?
Again, I don't have that material in front of me, I'm sorry.
But Wham Clothing did confirm it's in negotiations with the federal government over the use of the design.
Wham has entered into discussions with the NIAA in relation to the acquisition of the copyright in the Aboriginal flag.
Over generations, the flag has been a fixture in the fight for Aboriginal rights and sovereignty. Professor Kimberly Weatherall from the University of Sydney says the issue goes beyond copyright law.
It kind of causes the problem in the ways that we're all aware of as a result of this, but whether it can solve the problem is another question entirely.
Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg is one of a few government members to publicly back the Commonwealth buying copyright, but he doesn't want that to be at the expense of its creator.
The Aboriginal flag has been a unifying symbol in modern Australia, and so what I would like to see is for the national government to acquire the rights to the flag and to make it available to all Australians.
The inquiry is due to report back next month. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.